Welcome to Free Fire Saturday. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Saturday is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State. Hey, this is Carl Bott here on KQMS 1400, and I want to welcome in my guest host, Bob Belongi. Is Bob? Hey, Bob, are you there?
Yes, we need to figure out which knob we're pushing here. Hold on, okay. We don't have a microphone up.
Yes, you do. I can hear you fine.
You can hear me. I can't hear myself in the headphones.
Okay. Bob.
Yes.
You've got the show today. Linda and I are on a trip, but we're going to be back tomorrow. And I just wanted to welcome you to the show, and I wanted to talk about Monday's show, of course. We're going to have previous police chief Modi, Leonard Modi, will be there, as will be our new police chief, Chief Hansen.
That starts
at 8 o'clock on Monday morning.
I've known Peter for many, many years, and he is a class act, and as is Len Modi.
Want to say hi to Brenda, too. Hello and good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing down there in the big city?
Oh, great. We're in Anaheim. We're at a convention, actually, and we're going to bring back a fabulous opportunity to Reading. So keep your eyes and ears open.
Excellent. Well, glad to hear that you guys are doing the good stuff for Reading down there, and you've been doing a great job on the air here on News Talk 1400 KQMS, and love the show.
Okay. Hey, well, look, then, you all have it, and take good care of our baby there, Free Fire Radio. And like I said, we're going to be back on Monday at 8 o'clock with Chief Modi and Chief Hansen.
All righty, Carl and Linda, thank you very, very much.
Safe journey home.
Hey, Carl. Bye. Take care.
Take care.
Carl, can you stick on the line for a minute?
Sure.
Thanks. Hang on.
All right. Good Saturday morning, Shasta County. I've been waiting to say that for a couple of weeks now, ever since Carl asked us if we would cover the show.
Yeah, we've been looking forward to this.
So what's been going on for the last 2 years? I have started up my own audio-video production company, Belongi Entertainment. We've been involved in community access television, and I dragged you into that.
Oh, yeah. It's been more fun than I expected. It's quite interesting. I don't watch movies the same way anymore, nor do I watch television quite the same way after knowing what goes on behind the camera.
Yes, well, it's a thrill to be back this morning. We're just going to throw it wide open. We're going to toss out all kinds of topics and see who wants to comment on them. This is, of course, Free Fire Radio, and whatever you want, you're going to get as far as topics go. We can the beauty of radio is we can shift gears on the fly.
Hey, go for it.
Now, of course, the election all done and over with. And to those who voted for a change, be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. I wonder if in 4 years if we will recognize, look around us and recognize what we see. Or will things remain the same? Will people be that resilient?
Well, we knew going into it, no matter what, history was going to be made, no matter who got in the White House or was elected to be in the White House. And it's going to be very interesting. I'm going to be very interested to see how social things change, culture changes. Maybe it's just me, but it seems to me that already in the media that we're seeing flavor, literally color of ads change and visuals that we're getting.
So political correctness kind of going to a new height.
Different.
Yeah. Thought police taking over?
Oh, I had that at work the other day.
Any casual comment? Boom.
Got some social engineering at work. It was very interesting.
So the abomination is coming.
Yes, as our friend Jeff says.
And and of course, Obama and Biden are both very anti-gun.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be an interesting thing. Witness visit to Old West the other day.
Well, you know, the Brady Bunch are just falling all over themselves, you know, Handgun Control America and these groups who pretty much want to disarm the country, which I still say is a really bad idea.
Well, I believe it's well established that they can't really touch the firearms themselves, but the thing they are going to
bullets.
Attack. Yes, ammunition is going to become a big issue. And so if you are a gun enthusiast, a gun owner, a hunter, all of those things, then look out. It's either going to be extremely expensive or impossible to engage in your sport.
Alrighty. And this whole thing about this week, Hillary Clinton possibly being on tap to be the Secretary of State. I'm sorry, I smell a deal.
Ooh,
that was cut.
Oh, shudder the thought.
I smell a deal being cut during the convention.
Absolutely.
That's just me. I want to hear what you think.
Well, why did she drop out of the campaign all so suddenly? You know, I've said for months what went on in the back room, who said what to who, and, you know, I figured they either had dirt on her of some kind of monumental proportions, either that or they cut her a deal, and I think it's you're absolutely right. They cut her a deal.
Alrighty, so if you agree, if you disagree, 221-1402, the number to call. And I want to say good morning to all of our local amateur radio friends. That's the other thing that we have gotten into. I could never stay away from a microphone, so after I left commercial radio, I got into amateur radio. Then again, I've been an amateur at this my whole life, so really there's no... the difference is, of course, in amateur radio, you don't get a paycheck.
Well, if you've been an amateur for so long, that makes me an amateur?
Something, I don't know, but... But no, we got our ham radio licenses and some VHF radios, and we're going to get our general licenses, I think, in December and be able to talk all around the world. And it's really, you know, people think that, oh, amateur radio is dead because there are cell phones and stuff like that. No. When there's a hurricane or an earthquake or whatever, the infrastructure that supports all these fancy little electronic gadgets, the computer that I'm tied to right now looking at the headlines, that all goes bye-bye.
Well, we had a friend ask us, you know, well, why not just call on the cell phone? And it said, well, cell phone doesn't work everywhere.
It's not nearly as entertaining.
Definitely not as entertaining.
It's the world's biggest party line.
Witness the contact we made with a gentleman in Japan, and that actually was via the computer radio. You understand, Bob, that connection far better than I do. But it was very, very interesting to talk to a gentleman on the west coast of Japan and make that contact.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. 221-1402, the phone lines are wide open. Whatever you want to bring up, as Carl says, if you got that hook in your craw, let's hear about it. News Talk 1400 KQMS. We'll be back.
Tobacco and Brew is one of my favorite places to shop in Reading. Joe and Shelley began Tobacco and Brew 30 years ago and have grown to a 5,000 square foot building on Hilltop. Tobacco and Brew has a great selection of coffees and teas, and Espresso Joe's is still the place to go for coffee of any description. Tobacco and Brew also has the best walk-in humidor in the North State. I don't know about you, but I enjoy a fine cigar in the evening, and Tobacco and Brew has the selection I use. Check out their new line of cigars from Rocky Patel, Alex Bradley, and Maker's Mark. Best of all, are the outstanding employees. They know their business, they're friendly, and they're going to go the extra mile for you. Tobacco and Brew is a local business and the place to shop.
Espresso Joe's and Tobacco and Brew are at 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll see you there.
Fairy residents, Tooth speaking. Sorry, there's no credit fairy here. What's that? He magically raises your credit score? Yeah, there's no credit fairy. But you can improve your credit by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Money under your pillow? Sorry, kids only.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Doc, remember me?
Not now, Trig. Hi, I'm Dr. Donica Moore. You've heard about good and bad cholesterol, but how about triglyceride?
Keep me under 150.
Normal triglycerides are under 150. High triglycerides increase risk of heart disease. For women, that risk goes up even more.
150!
The forgotten fat, triglyceride, needs attention. So please, ask your doctor about the forgotten fat, triglycerides. For more information, go to ForgottenFat.com. A message from sister to sister, working together for healthy hearts.
For many California homeowners, these are troubling times. If you are a homeowner who is concerned that you might lose your home to foreclosure, please know that your best tool is an open line of communication with your mortgage lender. If you haven't already done so, please call them to discuss options. If you'd rather talk to a credit counselor, please call 888-995-HOPE. Your call could make a difference for you and your family, so please call today. Brought to you by the California Bankers Association.
Hello, I'm CHP Officer Felix Isararas. Law enforcement officers throughout the state are committed to removing drunk drivers from California roadways before they kill or injure themselves, or worse, an innocent victim. Right now, local law enforcement and the CHP are conducting DUI checkpoints to find drunk drivers and keep California roads safe.
Always designate a sober driver. And if you see a drunk driver on the road, call 911. A message from the Office of Traffic Safety and California Highway Patrol.
News Talk 1400 KQMS, and again, a good Saturday. We had Richard on the line, but he has dropped off. Richard, please call back, 221-1402, and we have three phone lines open, so we'd love to pick you up, bring you in on the air, find out what's on Shasta County's mind.
You had some fun on Veterans Day.
Absolutely. Rob Burrows, the Northern California Veterans History Museum and Heritage Center, I hope I got that right, invited me to ride along on their float in the parade up in the city of Shasta Lake. And you want to talk about a city with just some excellent American pride. Shasta Lake City definitely has it down. All righty, and let's see who's on the air. Good morning. Welcome to News Talk 1400 KQMS. And Heather's pre-screening us. She's going to punch us live. And good morning. Is this?
Good morning.
Hi, this is Richard?
Yes, this is Rich.
How you doing?
I don't know. We're calling on a cell phone down from the Page Creek, the Bend District there on BLM property. So I don't know if you can hear me real well or not, but we want to publicize the disabled vet hunt. We still have about 7 slots open for that. And we need some junior hunters. Also, we're having a junior hunt, pheasant hunt this weekend.
All right. Now, do the juniors need to have their license and all that stuff?
Yes. If they've got a junior hunting license, if they could come down on a sweat line or they could call me on the phone this evening, my number is 347-6668.
All righty.
And there are some openings for this afternoon hunt from 1 to 5. If they want to come down and just take a chance on getting in on that one. But we have about 20 slots we need to fill.
Rich, tell us a little bit more about your event. Is it a benefit or what's going
on? It is to teach the kids good ethics while hunting. And it's put on with the Fish and Game and BLM. BLM's gracious enough to let us use the property down here. And then Fish and Game supplies the pheasants. And we're just a volunteer group. We're the Shasta County Sportsman's Association. And we help put the hunt on with the kids.
Well, may you be allowed to do that in the future as well, because who knows what's going to happen. But I think that's excellent, teaching the young people about their outdoor heritage and able to hunt and responsibility, because the one thing that I know about most responsible firearms owners is that the kids learn responsibility. The occasional thing, you know, things do happen, but for by and large, families that are gun owners and teach the children well, I think the kids are the better for it.
That's what our association's for. We have a ladies' hunt, and it'll be December 6th if there's any ladies that would like to come out and pheasant hunt also. And then we have a disabled vet hunt the next day on December 7th. And we're always looking for people. If anybody's interested, they can call Fish and Game get some numbers from them. Like I said, they can call me personally at home and leave me a message. I'll get back to them as soon as I can.
Now, is that hunt going on today? And if so, they have only a certain amount of time to get down there and get registered or whatever?
We didn't fill up. Usually they'll send a card in with Fish and Game and they'll actually get drawn, but there weren't enough entrants. So we're just trying to, if we can get some local kids that have hunting licenses that are under 16 years of age, and some of them might even be 16, but they still have their junior status. They can come down and hunt pheasants. We give them a little hour's orientation, and then we take them out in the field in the system.
That sounds like a great event, and I agree with Bob that responsible gun ownership is really where it's at. And if you're like me, though, there's one other great benefit to that is what gets put in the freezer, if it makes it that far.
We got a great recipe. People always complain about pheasants are too dry or ducks are too dry. We show them how to make what they call pheasant poppers with the jalapeno pepper. It is great.
I am so there.
All righty. Sounds excellent. All right, Richard, we're going to let you go. We're going to end the call on the line, but thank you very much for your service, and thank you for what you're doing for our youth.
We appreciate it. Thanks for being there for us.
Good day, sir. All righty. Well, here's a voice I haven't talked to for a long time. Kelly Frost Jr., good morning. What are you doing?
Kelly Frost Jr.?
Oh, you know what? I will blame that on my producer. I was told that it was Junior on the line.
Yes.
I thought it was. Sorry, Kelly.
You sound too much like...
Well, I'm glad I have such a young-sounding voice.
Senior, how you doing?
Good. I just wanted to say hi to you and Brenda because I saw you Tuesday, and you didn't mention you were going to be doing the show today.
Well, we didn't have it in the bag until like Wednesday or so. We just weren't quite sure. Carl had asked, but we hadn't firmed everything up. So I didn't want to, you know, say too much until I knew for sure. Because if I say I'm going to do it and I don't do it, then I look like an idiot, which is no big stretch for me.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to call and say hi to you guys, and it's nice to hear you on the radio on a Saturday morning.
It's like old times.
I'm really sorry I missed you the other day. That, you know, that whole working for a living thing interferes with my life these days.
I know. I have three jobs myself, so I understand. That's where I'm going right now, actually.
All righty. Well, keep up the good work. And, Kelly, definitely miss you here as well, although I understand you've been on national news talking about fires on NPR a couple of times during the summer. You had a busy summer vacation or non-vacation?
Yeah, actually, I've been doing some stuff for North State Public Radio, and over the summer when President Bush was here and when the governor was here, I fed some stuff to the NPR network, so that was kind of fun.
All righty. Well, the dulcet tones coast to coast. All right, Kelly, hey, thank you very, very much, and thanks for the call.
All right, Bob.
Take care. All righty. Well, Kelly's good people. He's what we definitely refer to as good people. Well, we got a bunch of things we can talk about, and we got the bottom of the hour coming up in about 6 minutes, so we got some headlines coming up at that time.
Or
yes.
Call in and let us know what's on your mind.
Yes, please, by all means.
What is the phrase Carl uses? What's stuck in your craw today?
I love that line. I think that's an old whistle. I have no idea what a craw is. Is it like a crop on a bird? What's a craw?
I'm blinking my eyes. I'm not sure.
I've seen crawfish, but I don't think there's a relationship here.
Crawdads, yeah. I'm not sure. I'll have to look that one up.
So one of the things on the agenda, on the liberal agenda, I guess, is a redistribution of the wealth and taking from those who have and giving it to those who have not, whether or not they've actually worked for it. And that, I guess, it sounds good on paper, but if you're one of the people who's working and trying to make a living, feeding your own family, and the government comes along and says, well, just because you make X amount of dollars, you're rich, so we're going to take your money and we're going to give it to somebody who's poor. And I have no problem, don't get me wrong, I have no problem with helping this disabled. I have no problem with helping someone who's down on their luck. The key word here is help. Give them a hand up, not turn them into some kind of social parasite. And I see that happening. And it just galls me when I hear people, and you hear people only half jokingly go, you know, well, gee, I'm gonna lose my job so I can go on the public dole, and we start running out of people who can actually provide and work for this stuff. So I don't know. There's a lot of disgruntlement out there. Hey, we've got Mary on the line. Mary, welcome to News Talk 1400 KQMS. What's going on?
I just wanted to answer your question. What is a craw?
Yes.
That's a stomach in a game bird or a chicken or a... It's what a... Their stomach is called.
Oh, so it's another word for crop.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking online as we speak.
Because when you're raising baby birds, you have to be careful to... Well, you don't give them... If you give them warm food, it can't be too hot or it will burn their crop. So a craw is another word for crop.
Okay. Yeah, it's a shortened version of it. It's the farmer's version.
More of a Western thing. All righty, Mary, thank you very, very much. Anything else?
Love your program.
Oh, well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, yes, so redistribution of wealth. This bothers me. And back to, you know, the hunting and fishing, you know, the hunting especially. Sportsmen are definitely between the PETA people and people want to get everybody out of the forest, and the anti-gunner sports people are really up against the wall. And like you said, yeah, the Second Amendment says you can have a gun, but the Democrats have decided that, gee, especially in California, you don't need ammunition. What are you going to do, go out and club them? So this whole thing with the serialized ammunition, that's not going to stop crime.
Well, yes, in order to get your game, we can't do quite like the caveman did or other more whatever stage of human evolution and go dig the pit and run the animals into it.
Yeah.
That's not too practical.
It's kind of messy. But, yeah, this whole thing about serialized, and you can't, now they want to pass a law, and this is no joke. The legislature wants to pass a law that you cannot sell a new handgun unless it has owner identification technology, that it can only be fired by the person who is registered to that gun. First of all, most people have trouble programming a VCR. Or I guess VCRs aren't even, well, boy, there's retro tech.
They're stating yourself.
But the technology will fail, and this is something you're going to hinge your life on, and that's the point. You know, they want to make the guns impossible to get.
More importantly, my understanding about the gun owner ID technology is that they want to pass that legislation, but the technology for that to happen does not exist yet.
Well, and it'll cost, you know, $5,000-$10,000 for a pistol, which means that only the well-moneyed elites will be able to afford firearms. Now there's, you know, and that takes us right back to the, you know, the baronets and the serfs. You know, you've got the feudal system, and we're evolving into a feudal system.
Exactly.
God help us.
I thought it was very interesting while you're speaking about guns the other day when we were in Old West. I happened to overhear one of the clerks say that the day after the election, they sold 130 handguns. That was the phrase the person used, was 130 handguns. Now, I take that to mean pistols. And I noticed that their counters were looking
quite bare. Yeah.
In there.
Patrick Jones over at Jones's Fort said on the news they sold a huge number of firearms the day after the election. And what was even more significant than that was hearing some of the comments, and some of which were a little bit further out in the field than I would care to venture, especially stuff that I would not repeat on the air. But people are scared. And is that, you know, on the other hand, is that fear being magnified to be played upon, you know?
Well, is the fear a fear of some sort of cultural change, or is it a fear of not being able to own firearms? That's a good question. If you're a gun owner out there and you have some issues with these things, please give us a call and talk about it with us, because we're always interested in hearing what other people have to say about that sort of thing.
All right. Another topic I want to throw out there, health care, universal health care. Of course, Hillary's pet may come back to haunt us.
Except that isn't that HEPA thing, you know, and when you go in the doctor's office, it's just the paperwork you have to sign. I'm not sure what benefit to me that's been.
Well, what it means is that if you go in the hospital and I call on the phone, I can't find out what's going on with you because you have a privacy right, and your husband can't even find out about if you're in a hospital or something. What's up with that?
That's, well, maybe some people have relationships like that. I'm not quite sure.
Then they're in a lot of trouble. But, you know, Hillary really wanted, and so do a significant number of other people, to model our health care system on the Canadians. And if it is such a darn good thing, if it's so great, why do so many Canadians come down to the U.S. to get their medical treatment? What's up with that?
Well, certain medical treatments, for sure, that are either, I believe, the quality or
the rations.
Availability of them in Canada is somewhat limited, yes.
Yeah. I have a lot of questions, and the thing that worries me, especially with the California legislature, is this feel-good legislation that actually accomplishes nothing. And is that clock accurate? Okay, so we need to take the break here. You're listening to News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Free Fire Radio. Call us up at 221-1402 and let us have it.
Good morning. KQMS News Time is now 7:30. I'm Heather Gibson, taking a look at the latest headlines. A 57-year-old man from the city of Shasta Lake was hospitalized in critical condition after apparently losing consciousness while riding his custom SMS motorcycle on Interstate 5 yesterday morning. Shortly before 10 a.m., Gary Sullivan was northbound south of Wonderland Boulevard when his motorcycle veered to the left and hit the center divider wall. A friend on another motorcycle who witnessed the crash believed Sullivan had a heart attack. A structure fire in Reading yesterday afternoon that forced the closure of the southbound lanes of Court Street is being blamed on a poorly discarded cigarette. Just before 4 o'clock, a passerby noticed smoke coming from a second-story balcony outside the Reading office of attorney Drett McCatton. Two lanes of Court Street were closed between Shasta and Tehama for about a half hour. Taking a look at the latest KQMS weather forecast today, sunny skies and warm, record or near record highs from 80 to 85 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 46 to 54 degrees. It's currently 54 degrees under clear skies in Reading. I'm Heather Gibson for News Talk 1400. This is KQMS.
Four Winds Jewelry is the place to shop if you're interested in outstanding prices for exquisite jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is Redding's wholesale diamond broker, and their reps travel worldwide to find the best prices for the gems they offer for sale. They have everything for your jewelry needs, award-winning jewelry designers, and the only watchmaker in Redding who specializes in Rolex and other high-end watches. Four Winds Jewelry, the jewelry store we recommend, the one we shop at for those little gifts that Linda so likes.
Mm-hmm. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open from 9:30 to 4 Monday through Friday or by special appointment. Just call 222-2750 and tell them Free Fire Radio sent you.
Reading Radio presents the Holiday Auction on December 6th. If you're a business that wants to exchange products for advertising, now is the time to do it. Call 226-9500 for details on how you can participate. The Holiday Auction will be live on News Talk 1400 KQMS. K-Shasta 104.3 and 99.3 Hank FM, starting Saturday, December 6th from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. Call Reading Radio at 226-9500 for more information. That's 226-9500.
Hello, this is Steve Medak and Josh Wiley from the Reading office of Wachovia Securities, reminding you to join us on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for Money Talk.
We will talk about current market conditions and strategies to fit your retirement needs. We will also have guest speakers from our community that specialize in taxes, estate planning, real estate, and other special interests. It is our goal at Wachovia Securities to make sure that you have a comfortable and long-lasting retirement.
So please join us on Money Talk right here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's kind of good to say that again, I'll tell you. Well, welcome. This is Free Fire Radio. If you're just tuning in, Carl and Linda are down in Los Angeles on business, and they graciously asked Brenda and myself to cover for them. And we are here having some Free Fire Radio folks calling in. And right now we've got Elizabeth on the line. Elizabeth, welcome to News Talk 1400.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm one of your social parasites. I'm 77 on Social Security, period.
That I have no problem with.
That's a social parasite, right?
No, I have no problem with that. You
Did
you work your whole life?
Well, excuse me, I worked, but however, I was married to a man who had his own business.
Yes.
And did not in the 70s file for Social Security. He filed for Franchise Tax Board, you know, the IRS, et cetera. So I was left with a tuppence after he died.
And that I have no problem with.
I find that a lot of people have attitudes that are not, I don't think, the right ones as Christian people toward the elderly. Recently, a man who preaches to be a really good Christian, which he seems to be, told me not to give the little lap blankets to the forgotten people in a little rehabilitation hospital that I'm giving, to give them to the women and children who are homeless, which I said, that's great, and they need it more because the other people are on their last breath. Well, shall we forget them?
Good point.
Well, good point. But the thing is, no, Elizabeth, I do not have a problem with somebody who is in your situation. The problem that I have is with otherwise able-bodied people who simply don't want to work. And you can't tell me there isn't a plethora of them out there.
A lot of those, and especially in Reading, I know a number of them.
Yes, those are the ones I got a problem with.
Social Security as quickly as they can for the disabled 19-year-old or 20-year-old or whatever's going on in their lives. And then that, or they have babies out of wedlock right away and live on it. That's
exactly.
Wrong. They could try to go back to work.
Exactly. And when those people, you know, basically suck at the trough and pull out the resources, that leaves so much less for this for people like you and for the people in the baby boomer generation who are reaching that age and will be actually needing it. There'll be nothing left, and this is what I got. This is what is worrying me severely. I don't expect to ever see Social Security, because the system, about the year that I'm due to retire, is when they figure the system will go belly up.
Probably. Anyway, what I'm calling mainly about, though, is Hilltop. You know, the beautiful palm trees that are up there, they're four to a small area each.
Yes,
going
we've
up Hilltop.
Seen those. Yes.
I'm from Southern California originally, and I was just wondering why they're so close together. They have four each section that probably should hold two of those trees. When they cut the branches down and let those palms come down, they're going to fill up. Where are they going to do? Overlap each other, like, you know. And I just wondered who put them up there.
Well, maybe they're counting on some mortality, but you know what? I was in Southern California, too, and when the palms get to a certain size and a really good wind comes along, which we do get here once in a while, when we have one of those 50-year wind events, having a 1,000-pound palm tree land in the middle of your car is not going to make for a good day.
Right.
Palms are very interesting trees in that
they have no roots.
Right, exactly. They
it's really a big blade of grass.
That's right. It's called a vascular plant. In fact, you can't log a palm tree. There's no wood, per se. It's just a big, essentially, very stiff grass stalk. Exactly.
Oh, also, I was informed many years ago that all of the palm trees originally came from the Spanish. That we didn't have any here, then we didn't
no,
have
not
any
native.
Of the, what do you call those tumbling, rolling weed things,
tumbleweeds?
You know, the
yeah.
tumbleweed roll. They came from the Mediterranean off of a ship or something. So I just kind of wondered why they were so close together, that's all.
Yeah, that's a good question. All right, well, Elizabeth,
okay.
Thank you very much. And by all means, anybody who is elderly or has what I would say is a legitimate medical condition, no problem whatsoever.
And anyone who has supported someone who is working is working.
Oh, yeah, you did your part.
I did my part for about 34 years.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Bye.
Elizabeth, have a great day. Alrighty. And let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning. Welcome to News Talk 1400 KQMS. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Well, I'd like to change the subject and announce a seminar that we're going to be having here this coming Thursday night. I'll be sending the station a news release on it. But right now, and I'm in the real estate business, this is Ron Largent.
Oh, hi, Ron. Hi. Long time no talk.
Yes, it is. And anyway, we have a real problem in the North State, and that is with people that are in at risk to lose their home due to repossession.
Yeah, why didn't they take that bailout money and help people in that situation instead of paying off, you know, the CEOs with multi-million? Don't get me started.
Right, that's another subject. But what we are doing is we have identified and affiliated with a national organization that whose goal is loan modification. People that are at risk or feel that they're going to be at risk. And we're going to have a free seminar. It's information dissemination only. We're going to give them information on what are the various options available, and it'll be this coming Thursday night at the library in Reading at 7 o'clock. And everyone's invited if they feel like they may be at risk or if they are in the process of losing their home, if they've been notified, if they're considering a short sale. Our purpose is to provide them information, give them some choices as to what they can do, working with another organization. We're not actually in the business of doing that. We represent an agency that has contact with about 99% of the investors, the lenders in the nation. And I was at a seminar yesterday in Sacramento and heard the full presentation, and it's very informative. And it's something that we, as real estate people, feel we have an obligation to the community to present.
So, Ron, weren't a lot, and I know I've known you for many, many years, and I know that you and folks like Kay Downing are among the responsible ones. But during the boom, so many people got into the business who really didn't know real estate, and they were just trying to sell, sell, sell. You had loan officers who were making absolutely irresponsible loans, and this whole, it was like the dot-com thing all over again. And that's what got us into this mess. So I don't know what the solution is to keep that from happening again. Any ideas?
Well, I think the situation with regards to the requirements for lending now, it's changed dramatically in the last 12 months. It's back to what we say the way it used to be. Now you have to literally qualify. But we have many examples. Every week in our office, we're seeing examples where people literally got a loan, got in over their head. And one of the problems that we have up here is many of these loans were based on two income earners in a family. So if one of those people either loses a job or their job hours are reduced, or they were a victim of a corporate shutdown or when these corporations or businesses downsize, they lose that second income and they just cannot afford it. And that's what we've encountered. It's not a pleasant situation because, quite frankly, even though the buyers went in thinking that, well, you know, we're getting 100% loan or a 95% loan, very little down payment, let's do it. For the most part, they went in with good intentions.
Yeah, who thought that ARMs were a good idea, you know?
They were a good idea, and they are a good idea. If
they got abused.
Well, if they're used properly, and again, and we have a number of examples that way too many to go into now, where people, after a couple of years, are literally walking away from their house. And this puts a black mark on their credit. It hurts them for up to 7 years in some instances. So what we're trying to do is to say, look, if you think you might be potentially at risk, don't wait until the last moment. Because then there's not much you can do.
Well, one of the things I'm hearing you say about your seminar, Ron, is that in spite of the news that we're bombarded with in, you know, commercial media, national media, et cetera, about the dire situation and all these people are having such trouble and so on and so forth, is that there is hope and you can renegotiate your loan, you can have alternatives and stay in your house and not have to go to the bottom of the well.
The bank doesn't want that property.
That's exactly right. I heard of an example yesterday, and when we speak of an investor, these are primarily beyond what we would think of as the local lender. For example, and I'll just mention a name here, Countrywide would have made a loan, for example, to a family. Well, when that loan is made, they will then sell that loan to an investor, and this investor oftentimes is on Wall Street. This is one of our problems. Well, that investor has a loan that's worth X number of dollars, and if that home goes into foreclosure, they're going to take a significant loss in a down market. So what our affiliation does is they contact that investor directly.
Hey, Ron, we got to go into a break. We're up against a break that we do have to take here. We'll come back to you briefly, and then Dayton, stay on the line because we want to come to you as well. But we do have to take a break, Ron, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Four Winds Jewelry is a place to shop if you are interested in outstanding prices for exquisite jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is Redding's wholesale diamond broker, and their reps travel worldwide to find the best prices for the gems they offer for sale. They have everything for your jewelry needs, award-winning jewelry designers, and the only watchmaker in Redding who specializes in Rolex and other high-end watches. Four Winds Jewelry, the jewelry store we recommend, the one we shop at for those little gifts that Linda so likes.
Mm-hmm. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open from 9:30 to 4 Monday through Friday or by special appointment. Just call 222-2750 and tell them Free Fire Radio sent you.
Reading Radio presents the Holiday Auction on December 6th. If you're a business that wants to exchange products for advertising, now is the time to do it. Call 226-9500 for details on how you can participate. The Holiday Auction will be live on News Talk 1400 KQMS, K-Shasta 104.3 and 99.3 Hank FM, starting Saturday, December 6th from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. Call Reading Radio at 226-9500 for more information. That's 226-9500.
News Talk 1400 KQMS, just about a quarter till the hour, and Bob Belongi and Brenda Belongi here, the B-Team. Yes, we are covering for Carl and Linda, who are out of town. We got Ron on the line right now, Ron Largent, and Ron, we'll come back to you briefly. Dayton, hang on, we'll be right with you. But Ron, we want to kind of wrap this up, but your seminar is at the Shasta County Library Thursday at 7, correct?
Right, that's correct, and it'll be about an hour, and we'll have plenty of information. The purpose is information dissemination. If anyone that attends wants to pursue the subject, then we'll give them a contact person that will be a national firm that's very, very reputable. We've completely checked this firm out. They did 20,000 loan modifications last month alone nationally.
All right.
One question for you. In the national media, newspapers, everything, one would believe that this is a huge problem for a lot of homeowners. What percentage of mortgage holders are in trouble? I've heard something like 10%, which is means 90% are fine. Do you have any statistics on that?
Yeah, that's probably fairly accurate. It's very difficult to see because what happens, somebody can get behind for 30 days and they're fine. But the numbers go up dramatically when they get behind 2 months. When people get behind 2 months, then we see a different picture completely. But it is a relatively small number in the big picture, and probably you're not too far off. 10 to 15% is what they're estimating right now could be at risk.
That's still a significant number of homes.
It really is nationally. Like I said, last month this one group did about 20,000 nationally.
Wow. All righty. Well,
thank you very much.
Ron, thank you, and thank you for calling us up.
You're welcome.
All righty. Have a great day, sir.
Bye.
All righty. Well, yeah, and but that means, like you said, 90% are still good. But let's find out what's on Dayton's mind here. Dayton, thank you for waiting so patiently. You are on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hello, Dayton.
Hello?
Yes, you're here.
Okay. Who am I speaking to?
This is Bob Belongi.
Bob. Bob, I heard you say something earlier about the time you were ready to go on Social Security, it was going to be worn out. Is that what year are you talking about?
In the year 2017, there will be more money going out of the system than there is coming in. So unless something drastic is done, they will be severely curtailing payments. Now, right now, the money that I and Brenda are paying in are helping folks like my mom and other folks, and it sounds like maybe somebody in your situation. And you know what? I don't have a big problem with that. We fully expect to work until the day they put us in a box.
Yeah, but that was my plan, too, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What year do you figure that's going to be?
I think that the thing I got from Social Security said 2017 is when it turns over.
What I mean is, how many years is that going to be?
That's a little over 11 years.
I might be in the box by that time.
No.
Well, we certainly hope not.
That's more like 9 years.
I guess so, yeah.
Am I right? No, seven. Yeah.
This is 2008. Okay, 9 years, yeah.
Well, I hope they do.
God, I feel old!
Well,
anyway.
My parents are one of those folks that couldn't work. My dad has advanced Parkinson's at this point, and he could not continue to work beyond a certain point. So Social Security for him is one of those things that, you know, pretty much.
Yeah, the payments won't stop in 2017, but what it means is that there'll be less coming in than there is going out.
Right.
So in order to head that off, changes have to be made.
Right.
Maybe they'll bump retirement another couple of years, which if you're getting some decent health care, then maybe that's not such a bad thing. But like I said, I expect to work until I am unable to, not stop working by choice. Now, we may change careers. Brenda, when she leaves her current service, will change careers, but she'll still be working.
Right. I have to. I know from my parents' experience that I will work as long as I can. And I don't know, though. You know, the government is good at deficit spending, so even though there's less coming in than going out, I'm sure they'll still keep paying out at least for a while.
All right, Dayton, have yourself a good one.
Wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
What I really called in about is I called in a few weeks ago, and I talked to Carl about it. I've got a claim against the workman's compensation, and I got hurt. It was eight to 10 years ago, and I've been trying to get some kind of a settlement all that time, and they keep jockeying me around and jazzing me around. I've been to three of their doctors. One of the doctors I had filled out all the stuff, and then they said he filled it out on the old forms. They got to do it on the new forms.
Isn't that bureaucratic horse manure? Man.
I went back in there, and I saw him again. They had some questions they wanted to ask him before we could meet with the judge, and found out he had passed away. So I had to go to another doctor.
Oh, man.
They jacked me around. I was supposed to meet my attorney, and their attorneys were supposed to meet with this doctor back in July. They put it off, and they couldn't see him. They put it off. Now they put it off again until the 16th, I think, 18th of November, and they're supposed to go up, and they got to drive clear up to Portola to meet with him, and they're still jacking me around. I had an operation on my shoulder. I blew out my rotator cuff.
You know, I'm convinced that they put these delays on you, just hoping that you will give up.
This is the model of health care that they want to cram down our throats. Everybody's, help me.
Yeah, I don't. And I can't go and talk to the state because I have an attorney, you know. I have to fire my attorney and then go to talk to them and put myself on their mercy. Well, if this is what the state's doing, I don't want to put myself on the mercy of California.
Yeah, what mercy?
I mean, yeah, really. And I'm not really sold on this this
universal health care.
Well, this guy that's in charge of California.
Well, you know, you've got a Republican governor with a Democratic legislature, and, you know,
they're fighting each other.
It is not a winning situation. Hey, we've got to move along here, Dayton. We have a couple more calls on the line, but I do appreciate your call.
Okay, Carl said he had some, said he might be able to help me, and I've called him a couple of times, and we've been playing.
He'll be back next week, so he can touch base with him.
I called him again yesterday, but we've been playing phone tag.
Oh, yeah,
all
I know
right,
the feeling.
I'll get out of your hair.
Good luck.
All right,
your
Dayton,
war.
Have a good
all
one.
All right, thank you.
All righty. Ken Swanson's on the line. Ken, good morning.
Sorry. Hey, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a big kudos that has to go out to Reading Radio. And also Carl and Linda for making their live remote, and especially the public for donating over $7,300 to the Enterprise Lions I-5 flag on Vets Day.
You know, I got called the night before that and asked to bring down a sound system, and I just didn't have anything set up in the right place. I couldn't find my music, and I was just so bummed that I, because for the last couple of years I'd brought some music down for that. But I'm glad to hear that you guys did well. That's awesome, Reading.
Oh,
what an awesome
community.
Yes, it is. It is a great community. I remember when they had the original flag raising fundraiser, and everybody, the fire department got out there and put the big flag on the fire engine. And it was great.
Yep. There's also one more thing I want to say, and that is I want everybody out there to know that Bob Belongi is responsible for creating the owner-builder radio broadcast, getting into KQMS. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Well, it was my pleasure, sir, and I'm glad to see that the show is doing quite well. Yes, we had to lobby long and hard for that one.
A whole 4 minutes?
Hey, well, no, just to sell the idea to the upper management. That was a lot of meetings. Artie, hey. Ken, we got to hit a hard break here.
Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, take care. News Talk 1400 KQMS, Bob and Brenda, we will be back.
The
Tobacco and Brew is one of my favorite places to shop in Reading. Joe and Shelley began Tobacco and Brew over 30 years ago and have grown to a 5,000-square-foot building on Hilltop. Tobacco and Brew has a great selection of coffees and teas, and Espresso Joe's is still the place to go for coffee of any description. Tobacco and Brew also has the best walk-in humidor in the North State. I don't know about you, but I enjoy a fine cigar in the evening, and Tobacco and Brew has the selection I use. Check out their new line of cigars from Rocky Patel, Alex Bradley, and Maker's Mark. Best of all are the outstanding employees. They know their business, they're friendly, and they're going to go the extra mile for you. Tobacco and Brew is a local business and a place to shop.
Espresso Joe's and Tobacco and Brew are at 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll see you there.
Reading Radio presents the Holiday Auction on December 6th. If you're a business that wants to exchange products for advertising, now is the time to do it. Call 226-9500 for details on how you can participate. The Holiday Auction will be live on News Talk 1400 KQMS, K-Shasta 104.3 and 99.3 Hank FM, starting Saturday, December 6th from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. Call Reading Radio at 226-9500 for more information. That's 226-9500.
News Talk 1400 KQMS. Where did the hour go? My goodness.
It always goes by so quickly.
Zoom. You know, when I was doing the Saturday Magazine program in this very same time slot, I'd call up a guest and I'd say, you know, we'll be on from 7 to 8. And they go, what are we going to talk about for a whole hour? You know, they'd just be freaked out. And I'd say, and then we'd hit the end of the show and they'd say, but I didn't say everything I wanted to say. And that's the way it is. It's just the magic of this medium. It just moves by so fast, and it's a delight. Thank you to everybody who called.
Speaking of things that you're responsible for, and that radio program, you know that it's because I listened to you that I found you.
Yes. Well, that and Match.com was the initial point, but yes, you secretly listened to my show and then decided that it was worthy of a further conversation.
Definitely. I figured any guy who could come up with all this stuff to talk about you definitely had to be interesting.
Well, thank you. I'm blushing here. Of course, I'm an easy blush. But Carl and Linda will be back next week, and I certainly want to thank you. At least we got some calls. There's no greater fear in a talk show host's mind than to hear the absolute sound of silence, and you hit the end of your little list of topics, and you got nothing, and you're babbling away. You know, the hour. That's when the hour becomes endless. And but let's see here. Richard Maxwell, if you want to get hold of him about the hunting for the youth, 347-6668 is the number to call. And then, of course, at mortgage seminar, if you're a little bit of trouble on your mortgage, you can go attend the meeting that is taking place at the Shasta County Library Thursday, 7 p.m. And Ron Largent is arguably one of the best folks in the real estate business. He's a very straight up guy, and he will definitely treat you right. And it's glad to see that some of these realtors are stepping up to the plate. And it's a defense mechanism, but it's a good thing, and I'm glad to see it.
Well, in this day and age of negative news...
no news like bad news.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess that's what makes news in a lot of categories, but it's nice to know that you are not stuck where you are. There are options, and it's not necessarily all gloom and doom, that you do have some opportunity to make some changes and hang on to your house or whatever if you're in that boat.
Indeed. And then the other big news we have is that thanks to a local business, Brenda and I have lost, between the two of us, just about 100 pounds. Would
That's
you believe that?
About Heather.
About
I think.
As much as what Heather weighs we have lost. And still a ways to go, but yes, I've lost 47 or so, and you've lost 51.
53. Give me credit there.
Give you credit where it's due.
Yeah,
yes.
Not only that, if I end up where I allegedly am supposed to be, I'm going to be half the woman I was.
Yeah, well, you're twice the woman of most that I know, so.
Oh, thank you, dear.
In so many ways. Anyway, last minute call here, and we've got less than a minute to go. But let's go ahead and take the call hot. Go ahead. That's a call for Swap and Sell. Gotcha. Okay. If
Which
you're
is
calling
coming
for
up
Swap
next.
And Sell, that will be up next. And But we're going to go ahead and back on out of here. Carlin, let it thank you very, very much for letting us put your show at risk here. We had a blast doing it. Maybe we'll talk again sometime. ShastaPodcaster.com and BlongieEntertainment.com, the websites, there's the plug. All righty. Thank you very, very much. Have yourself a great day. Go out and make it a good one. We're going off to breakfast with a bunch of amateur radio operators. Going to have fun today.
More radio.
Says 10 homes have already burned in this fire, and in these winds, hundreds more are threatened. Three major LA freeways are closed, cutting off northern parts of the county. Nearby firefighters continue to battle a separate fire near Santa Barbara. Mary Louise Scully lost her home in that one.
Well, right at the moment, I'm okay, but I've certainly been sort of crying most of the night and the day.
Over 100 homes burned in that fire back here closer to L.A. The smoke is so thick I can feel it hitting the side of my face like sand. Malik Stone on.